Hey, this is Your Take, host Kenny. You know, coming to you live, you know. Just want to talk about like the Los Angeles Lakers last night. And you know, like LeBron James, he just done came back, you know. He trying to like get in the groove, and he made a comment about he don't know like if he ever like will be with like 100% again. You know, like I hope it hopefully it's like just a like publicity stunt, because like we need him like 100%, you know, like to go back to back. But the other night, you know, I think he was on a minute like restriction, and we got beat by like Sacramento. Yeah, it was Sacramento. And last night, you know, we got beat by the Raptors. You know, like undermanned Raptors team. And like we was at full strength. But you know, let's talk about those Lakers though. Like the acquisition of Drummer, you know, it's coming real good, you know, him and AD together. And Dennis Schroeder, you know, has been playing like an all-star. And KCP, you know, been shooting the ball pretty good. I don't know why they have like Jared Dudley, you know, on the squad, but you know, who's to say, you know, Jeannie Buss, Raw, like Palinka, they know what they trying to do. You know what I mean? But big support, you know, like to Jared Dudley. You know, he probably like a good locker room guy, a mascot. Just joking. Lately, I haven't been seeing Wes Matthews lately. You know, last night on like Markieff Morris, he got like a great block. Great block. I forget who the player was, but he got a great block. Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma stepped up last night. Had like 11 points in the first half. But you know, like my only thing with Kyle Kuzma, you know, like he needs to be more consistent. He's a great player. You know, he's a great player, you know. When LeBron or AD's not playing, he seems to see if like he wanna take the Scottie Pippen role. But you know, when they're playing, he needs to have the same mindset. You know, of course he has to defer sometime, but when the ball touches your hand, make a play. Because LeBron is pass first. The goal is to win. If you can score 30 points a night and we're winning, LeBron is not gonna have anything to say. You know, that's the type of person that LeBron is. You know, he's not playing with the late great Kobe Bean Bryant. You know what I mean? No disrespect to Kobe. We all love Kobe. They say like a legend, but it's being honest. LeBron James, you know, over the years, you know, I always respected his game. I always respected his game, you know, as a player. He never cheated the game. He always showed up. He always worked out. You know, gave it his all. But I'm not going to lie. You know, I respected him more when he put that purple and gold on. I'm not going to lie. You know. And like in the first part of this 72 game season this year, he deserved like the MVP. You know, he set out, you know, all those games with the high ankle sprain, you know, and I think the MVP this year should be Joker or Embiid. But it was arguably LeBron James at age 36. What more can we say about LeBron James? You know, we always try to criticism. We all try to criticize his game. And he always shuts us up. Even me at one point. You know, he's not clutch. How many clutch shots has LeBron James hit? We tried to scrutinize his game by passing the ball in clutch moments. But he always made the right play because the guy was wide open. He's a team player. He's not a Kobe. He's not a Jordan. But he plays the game the right way. That's one thing that I can say about LeBron James. He's the best all-around player ever. Kobe worked the hardest. Jordan was the most competitive. Curry is the best shooter. Notice how you know I respected all of those guys without disrespecting them, but giving all them their just due. But back to the Lakers. Frank Vogel, you know, Jason Kidd, you know, what a great coaching staff that we have, you know, we put together. You know, I love it, you know. This year is going to be a test of our will and our grit and how bad do we want to go back to back, excuse me, again. And, you know, like, it's truly like a test, you know, that we got to pass. You know, like, we're not the number one or number two seed this year, nor will we be the number one or number two. So we have to play some teams that, you know, like, that's red hot, you know, maybe Dallas, maybe Denver first round, maybe even the Clippers. You never know. But, you know, like, I'm ready to see it. You know, like, I'm excited to see it. You know, and it'd be, you know, like a great season, you know. But I look for us, you know, like, to go back-to-back this year, the Lakers. Okay, this has been your host, Kenny. First episode on Your Take. I'm out.